The following is a class on the topic Real Success of Life, given by His Holiness Pratudas Ji Maharaj.
So today's subject is very elevated, most important, and most beneficial. If you take it very seriously, secret of success in our life. Everybody wants success. Everybody. What success? We want to become successful. But what is that success? That success is that if I can get topmost bliss, topmost bliss, and that bliss can last forever. Not only that, but that bliss can increase every moment. Isn't it? That's what we are looking for. What else we are looking for? Money, honey, everything is included in that bliss. Money is for bliss. Honey is for bliss. Everything is for bliss. Everybody is looking for bliss. Isn't it? What do you think? Huh? I want to be successful, to have full bliss, complete bliss. Just scrutinize this. I am preaching you straight from Vedanta Sutra, straight from Lord Chaitanya's verse. Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, 20th chapter. Everybody is looking for ke ami ke ne amar jarita patrai ya nahi jani ami ke mane hit hoy my bliss. What is my bliss? I don't know. Nobody knows what is my bliss. They don't know. Nobody knows what is bliss. But everybody is looking for bliss. That they know. But what is that bliss? They don't know. Why? Because they are looking for bliss where there is no bliss. Think about it. They are looking for bliss where there is no bliss. They don't know which bliss I am looking for. And they are running after bliss. Ananda. Anandmai abhyashat. Sat chit ananda. We are ananda. I am the ananda. I am the bliss. There is no bliss outside of me. I am the bliss. Anandmai abhyashat. Vedanta Sutra. We can take an example. Prabhupada gives this example. That husband and wife, they are enjoying each other. They are deriving pleasure from each other. And so happened that her husband passed away. And in front of wife, her husband's dead body is lying there. And 10 days later, in front of that body, she says, I will derive bliss from my husband. I will derive bliss from my husband. Will she derive that dead body? Will she derive that bliss? So where was the bliss? The soul, the body, or both? Very intelligent. This Vedanta Sutra, our Veda starts from this point. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. I want to inquire about Brahma, in which there is unlimited bliss forever. Unlimited eternal bliss. So the bliss was in the soul, the bliss was in the body, or the bliss was in both? Raise your hand if anybody has an answer to this. Please raise your hand. Where was the bliss? The mind. Very good. Where was the bliss? Anybody else? Where was the bliss?
Soul.
Very good. Any other answer? The mind is subtle body. Gross body is made up of gross, tan, material senses, kana, jitvacha, and then legs, hands, evacuating, and prajanendriya, reprocreative senses, and vani, speech. And 11th is mind. Mind, so this is gross body, 10 senses. The subtle body is mind, intelligence and ego. That is subtle body. And spiritual body, karana de, cause, who is the cause of this other body. The cause is spirit, soul. So that spirit soul is spiritual. Atma is adhyatmik. Adhyatmik. And bhautik body, subtle body, and gross body is bhautik. Bhautik means made up of bhuta. And there are this bhuta, 5, 8 bhutas. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, pancha mahabhut. And then mind, intelligence and ego. Gross matter. This is matter. Again, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. This is material. Matter, bhut, bhautik, matter, material, atma, adhyatmik, soul, spirit, spiritual. And these two are opposite to each other. They are opposite. So now go back to original question. Where is the bliss? We want to become successful. Successful means we want that bliss. Everybody wants to be successful, to have bliss, ananda, isn't it? Ultimately, it boils down to where is the bliss. So, ananda, can you get ananda from your, again, same example. The wife can get ananda from her husband's dead body. Can see? Out of question. So then, she was having bliss from husband when he was alive. So that bliss was coming from husband's body or the soul or both, body and soul. So answer is right, the soul. The soul is Sat Chit Anand, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So this is the intelligence. This is the intelligence. We want bliss. We want to be successful. And to become successful, we wasted 25 years of our life. We will see, he has put into the presentation, Sanatana Prabhu. We'll see that. I want to put that presentation at the end. So, why we went to the college 25 years? We were looking for bliss. If I have CA, MCA, BA, MBA, etc., then I'll earn fat money. I'll get to go to heavenly planets, America, and bliss. Bliss. I'll have bliss. And here we came, then more anxiety. Job will be gone. L to H1. H1 to green. Green to yellow, black, whatever. Your bliss is finished after education. You're still looking for bliss. Education was MBA, MCA, CA wasn't the bliss. But we were thinking CA will be, MCA, CA will be the bliss. But then it finished. And when we came to American boss and under the thumb and he can't move, oh, where is my bliss? CA, MCA, MBA, where that bliss gone to? So, and then you become successful in making money, say, billions of dollars, say. Still, because of your unwanted, unfulfilled desires, you will be in distressful condition all the time. Unfulfilled desires. Unfulfilled. The more you fulfill your desires, 10 more comes. So, you have to check your desires. Otherwise, desires will make you donkey. Donkey example, Prabhupada gives very nice, beautiful example. donkey thinks that in a carrot there is a bliss. So Wasserman, what he does is he buys long carrot and then he puts in front of his eyes with a wire and always remains 1 foot away from his mouth. The carrot goes that much over. So all day Wasserman takes work from donkey, from washerman ghat, where he washes his clothes, then loads up clothes again, big burden, brings it home, and again, and then at the end of the evening, the washerman takes that carrot, tingling carrot, in front of the donkey, by which donkey was thinking, I'll take one step, and I'll have a carrot, I'll enjoy bliss. So whole day he just bliss, carrot, bliss, keeps going whole day. And at the end of the day, washerman takes that carrot and puts it in pocket. And the next morning, same carrot, he just put in front of dingling carrot again. And then washerman and donkey goes on whole day, looking for bliss in the carrot. I don't want to use gross words, but it is stupid. Just like a camel, Prabhupada gives another example. Camel. A camel eats thorn, and thorn spikes, blood comes from his mouth, and tasting blood and thinking, camel is thinking, so much bliss in thorn. My God, let me chew more thorn, and more blood, and more thorn. And whole mouth is finished. And poor camel is thinking, there is bliss in a thorn. Stupid. Total stupid. So Meera says, Sansarinu sukha evu jajavana nirajevu parinina randavu. Meaning Meera, Saint Lady Saint singing, that the sansari, the materialistic people, his bliss sukha evu jajavana nirajevu mrug marichi, or water in a desert, maraj in a desert. So mrig, a deer, is trying to derive bliss from that maraj, and thirsty, goes 1 kilometer, there is no water. And then maraj looks that much far, and again runs, and again runs, and running, desert hot like this, and deer finished his life, looking for bliss. Desert in a maraj. So that is materialistic person, unfulfilled desires, unwanted desires, unlimited desires, hankering, that's called hankering, and you cannot attain, lamenting. So this is story of every individual, unless you come to pure spiritual platform, otherwise. So this is not success. We see MCA and then start working 8-10 hours, 12 hours. Bliss is gone right there, 12 hours. And most of the people in IT, most of you may be IT, works, you know, 8 to 10, between some hours commuting, we'll see that. I'm going to give you remedy, not that you wasted time by becoming MCA, CA or working, you know, but if you don't have the knowledge that I am going to speak on, then you will waste. But same thing you have, you dovetail in Krishna consciousness and there will be total bliss. So again, the bliss is in Atma, yourself, Atma, just like same example is the bliss. Just like a deer has kasturi, English I don't know, musk is in navel of a mrig, of a deer, and nice smell, and deer is looking for that smell everywhere, and wherever it goes, smell comes with him, because it's with him. But looking outside, where is the bliss? Where is that smell, nice smell? It is right there. So this is ignorance. And ignorance is no excuse. So tamasoma jyotirgamai, asatoma satagamai, mrityuma amrutagamai. We have to go to the light, no ignorance. Tamas, ignorance, jyotirgamai. We have to go to light, and that light comes from three: Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. Shastra, Sadhu, Guru, Kripaye Yadi, Krishna Unmukho Hoy, Sei Jiv Nistare Maya Tahara Chudai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That if by chance a living entity comes in contact with Sadhu like Sanatan, Sanatan Priya, Sanatan Priya Sadhu, if by chance somebody comes in contact, and then contact is good, very good. And from that contact, we have to take that juice. You're connected with powerhouse, but you have to take that juice. Electricity doesn't come, then also no good. So you have to associate with sadhus, sadhu, Shastra, Gita, Bhagavad, mainly two, Gita and Bhagavad, which includes all Vedic literature, Gita and Bhagavad. Shastra, sadhu, kripaya yadi Krishna unmukho hoy. If somebody turns his face away from Krishna to Maya, looking for illusory bliss, turns his face towards real bliss called Sachidananda Krishna, Ishvara Param Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radha Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. If we turn our face to Krishna, connection, we connect to Krishna through Shastra Sadhu Guru, Maya Taha Chudai. Then illusory conception goes away and a real conception starts. And then that is real bliss, because he is the ocean of bliss. Krishna is ocean of bliss, reservoir of pleasure. Prabhupada wrote small little booklet, Reservoir of Pleasure. That is Krishna. He is the ocean of bliss. If you, the ocean is right there, and if I am here and I just plug my siphon, myself, to that ocean, continuously flow up, unlimited water will keep coming, eternally, eternally. So, we have to become recipient of that. Throw your siphon into the ocean, connection, in another connect, and then let that bliss flow to you. So that ocean is Krishna. That siphon is chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
So that is siphon. We have to drop siphon. So let's go back. I went a little to the end, where you can get your bliss, how you can get your bliss. Before that, so we are the bliss, Ananda. Small part, so small bliss, and he is a reservoir of bliss. We have small bliss. But bliss is only in spiritual things. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Ananda. Everybody looking for Ananda. Who doesn't look for Ananda here? Everybody. We got degree for Ananda. We came to America for Ananda. We got job for Ananda. We got honey, Ananda. Bachche, Ananda. House, Ananda. And you became totally successful in all these things. Married, an education to your children, and big house and big everything. Then also, what? After that, we are craving Ananda, Ananda. Where is it? Where is it? So we were looking for Ananda where there is no Ananda. So this material world is Jad Jagat, Nirananda. It is temporary, not eternal. It has no bliss, Nirananda. And it is not conscious, it is inert. Ulta, it is opposite to spiritual. And we are spiritual, we are spiritual. So, you can derive Ananda, bliss, only if you are in a realm of Sajatiya realm. Say, human being are human beings. A human being can derive bliss from human being. But a human being cannot derive bliss from wheat, or donkey, or monkey, or mosquito. You put mosquito and human being together, derive bliss. No, vijatiya. It's not a, it's vijatiya, opposite. So, atma and Paramatma Krishna Sajatiya, spiritual. And earth, water, fire, ether, mind, false ego, material. So Atma spiritual, material, and Atma is looking for bliss in Vijatiya. Isn't it? Where there is no bliss, Niranam. The equation is wrong, total wrong. Our search is total wrong. We are spirit soul, and Krishna is super soul, spiritual. Devotees are spiritual, Gita Bhagavat is spiritual, Sadhu is spiritual, this program is spiritual. So we can have sajatiya connection, we can derive the bliss. But if you put me, any devotee, put them into materialistic people where there is a dancing and go-go, I don't want to say anything like that. Some clubs and, you know, some drinking and smoking and eating, you know. People is out of, no sajati of people, out of place. And same thing, materialist, gross materialist, if you put them in midst of this satsang, you know, what is this, why am I here, sajatiya, you can derive bliss in sajatiya, your atma. Krishna is param atma, spiritual world, spiritual life, spiritual family, spiritual house, spiritual everything, total bliss. Because you are spiritual. You cannot change your identity. You are spiritual. You cannot change your identity to material and matter. No, you cannot. Because you are spiritual, if you want bliss and if you want to become successful, if you want to have secret of success, then you have to go into the sajatiya realm, which is spiritual realm. Krishna, devotees, spiritual life, Gita, Bhagavad, spiritual world, spiritual activities, spiritual money, spiritual house, spiritual honey, spiritual food, spiritual, everything has to be spiritual. Then, automatically, anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadham. The bliss definition of bliss that we are looking for, definition of success that we are looking for, is that bliss remains forever and then increase forever. That is real bliss. The real bliss is that, real bliss means it stays forever, continues forever, and it increases. And material bliss means it stays for little while and then decreases. That is material bliss. You got, say you got big TV, and then it stays for month, 2 month, 1 year, and LCD is going down. No LCD, low density, isn't it? Lowest density possible. Any degree we get into degree, MCA, MBA, whatever, and got that, and then after taking, what am I doing? Am I getting bliss? And then even if you get money, the paycheck, if money gives you happiness, then every paycheck your happiness should increase. It should increase, isn't it? It should keep increasing. Does it happen like that? Where is that? Real placement stays and increases. So, you ask the devotees, you ask me, I'm 40 years, mother, many devotees, you ask. They are day in and day out in a spiritual life, intense spiritual life, because there is an intense bliss. Otherwise, who would carry out? Sanatan Prabhu is deriving spiritual bliss. He is paying $1,000 per month. Nobody would do such a thing. But it's divine bliss from this $1,000 rent. It's divine bliss. And his bliss is increasing. Increasing. He's not going to stop here. He's not going to stop. Neither me is going to stop here. Even if I die, maybe I'll take up more load and more, because it gives me bliss, total bliss. So again, we are spiritual. Because we are spiritual Atma, only way we can become successful is cultivate both science and niscience together. Now I have money, nation, the swarg on earth, the heavenly planet on the earth, America. Now I have bucks, 500 to 10,000 bucks a month. And now I have good wife, good children, and big house. Now what? Now what? Am I totally blissful? We are looking for it still. So you have to come to sajatiya, spiritual, spirit, spiritual activity, spiritual Krishna, spiritual devotees, spiritual prasad, everything spiritual, fish back into water. Prabhupada says that if you take fish out of water and you give everything golden, khana, eating, sleeping, everything golden, everything fish wants out of water, fish will not be happy. Why? Because fish, original life of a fish was water. Water is the life of a fish. And you take away fish's life, water. So you put fish back into water, ananda, bliss, bliss. So much bliss, immediately. Isn't it? So we are spirit, we are spiritual, we are Atma, and we are leading Atma. The natural life for Atma is adhyatmik life. Natural life for spirit is spiritual life. And we take that spiritual life away from Atma and put Atma into matter, material. Everything, topmost material, planet, America, whatever. But your fish is out of water. Your fish is out of water. And that's why you try for that bliss forever, you will never get. You just run behind that Maharaj. Bliss, where is bliss, where is bliss? Chirp, chirp. Even Chidiya, the sparrow in the morning, chirp, chirp, where is bliss? Chirp, chirp, where is bliss, where is bliss? Every living entity is looking for bliss. But where to find? They don't. So same thing, I am spiritual, and that's why I can only be blissful if I am in a spiritual life. Fish can only be blissful if you give water to the fish. If fish out of water, you give everything good, no good. So we are spirit soul, and our natural life, sajatiya life, is spiritual life. And we have to cultivate that science, niscience, both together, and balance both. But we are off balance, most of them, off balance, and that's why they suit themselves. Or there are sometimes people go, what they call depression. They go into depression because they have unfulfilled, lots and lots of unfulfilled desires. Unfulfilled desires makes them depressed, isn't it? What makes depression? Unfulfilled desires. I wanted this and I didn't get. I wanted this and I did not get. And always anxiety. It's like you living your life on a negative region forever. And just take a little less. Take a little less. So you take a little less. You are going into negative, distressful life. Distress, stressful life forever. Why? Because I want that 10-20% more. And therefore that longing, you just always on this negative. But take that 20% less, and go into the positive region and 20% less and have a blissful life. Just keep going in bliss on positive region rather than negative. So this is art of living. Then let me take 20% less and cultivate spiritual life, which is sajatiya, which is very, you know, it is very nice. And let me go into the blissful region all the time, continue in blissful region. So this is called art of living. This is called secret of success. We have to learn so many techniques of living a good, successful, spiritual, successful, blissful life. We have to learn those techniques, learning techniques. And this place here, education here, will give you that positive alternative to the bliss, to success. Positive alternative to success. You do same thing. You have your job, wife, big houses, big cars, 8-cylinder. Is it 8-cylinder Mazda? No. 6? Only 6-cylinder or 8? I think it is 6. Is it? 6? I had 8-cylinder. 8-cylinder gone forever. I had 8-cylinder car. Of course, you know. Old cars, but that is in, you know, 72, 74, something. Bliss. So, we have to become very intelligent. And you keep whatever you have so far, your material success, and add the spiritual knowledge into your life, which is called knowledge for art of living. This is real art of living, the knowledge. Gita, Bhagavad. So, we have to go at right place to become successful. If you just materialistic and billions of bucks, or no bliss, you will get frustrated. Many, many successful, wealthiest Americans have killed themselves. Many. Isn't it? Many. Why? Because they don't have spiritual understanding to their life. So if you want spiritual bliss, you have to cultivate spiritual life. And spiritual life starts with chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sevan mukhe jiva ado swayam eva spuratyada ata Sri Krishna namadi na bhavet grahamendriya. So you have to begin, you have to practice spiritual life. You have to go into the positive region and bring yourself from negative region by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That will give you positive understanding to your life. And you do material success. You go to the CEO or whatever, MEO, BEO, whatever you want to go. Have a 1 billion companies, you know, under you, and become like he has a picture of those two brothers, Reliance brother. Is that what it is? I think that's what he put. I guess, I don't know them, I haven't seen their pictures. But then they have also, you know, where is the bliss? The greediness. The bliss is gone. Even though they are, so you have to learn art of living, spiritual bliss. So again, what you have to do in order to become blissful, successful, what you have to do? Start that rounds, 16 rounds, 16 rounds a day. 2 hours for me and 22 hours for body, family, children, boss, company, bucks, everything. But 2 hours for myself. And 22 hours for others. Is that a good equation? Right now, 24 hours for everything. Not for myself. Everything else. 22 hours for bucks. 22 hours for bucks. That will not... So you have to start what? Spiritual life. And how are you going to start your spiritual life? How? How? Yes? Very good. So material success, everybody wants to become successful. So what they think is success? Material. I am the body and money and honey is my success. Isn't it? Money and honey. That's called Maya. Prabhupada says if you want to draw a picture of Maya, then how you would draw? Beautiful form of an opposite body and bucks, dollar sign. So these two are the vigorous form of Maya, material, matter, vigorous. And these two are called material success. If I have jiski bibi badi, unka bada. Everybody knows here. I thought it's America. Material success means bibi and bucks. Bibi and bucks. Honey and money. Material. Material things are, sum total of material things is two. Honey and money. Bucks and bibi. So, material success can be summarized as Janma Iswariya Suta Sri Bir Edaman Madha Puman Kinkunti. Kinkunti says that material success is Janma. These two brothers, they had a golden diamond spoon in their mouth. They born with a diamond spoon. And then they also, you know, had a depression and tension. So Janma, this is Janma. I'm successful. Janma. And his father, who made them successful, is gone and become what? I don't know. That they don't. There is no spiritual life. No spiritual life. Only money, money, money. Sweeter than honey. So next is gold. You know, Sanatan Prabhu. This is material success. If I have tons of gold, bricks of gold, underground, bricks of gold, that is success. And then that gold you can eat. If there is a drought, no rain for 10 years, and I can say gold, gold, you know. Material, anything you seek your safety into material things, you will be baffling. You will be totally frustrated. Total frustration. But you can, if you can balance and if you can become, you know, spiritual. This is Sruta. So Sruta, Anusribi, beauty. Beauty. Everybody likes beauty. So they think this is material success. Janma Iswariya Sruta Sribi. Edaman Madhapuman. These four things makes you more intoxicated. Edaman. Mada. Mada. Mada means intoxication. These four things brings you intoxication. You remain intoxicated forever without drinking. Without drinking. And people think this is a success. But we have seen that all these people, they become frustrated at the end of their life. Differ from person to person. What is a success? It differs. What is success? Relatives is success. Jinki bibi badi. Relative. Jinke bachche bade. Relative. It's all relative. Krishna defines real success. What is real success? Krishna defines yan labdva chaparam labham manyate nadikam tata yasmin sthitona dukhena gurunapi vichadyate. So the real success has two characteristics upon achieving it. What are those two things? This sloka says if real success means you achieve these two things. What are those two things? One doesn't feel the need of anything else. Totally contented. Totally satisfied. Ye atma samprasiddhati. Total satisfaction. Material happiness, material things will never bring you total happiness. It will bring some happiness, but not total. One does not feel need of anything else. And one is not disturbed even in midst of great difficulty. He becomes undisturbed. He remains undisturbed. This is real success. And that comes from chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
16 mala a day, 2 hours for me, 22 hours for everybody else, 2 hours for me. So one does not feel the need of anything else. Brahma Bhutta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kaankshati Sama Sarvesh Bhuteshu Madh Bhakti Labhate Param. One who has attained my pure devotional service, he remains equipoised. No hankering, no lamentation. There is no hankering, no lamentation. He becomes totally contented, totally satisfied. E Atma Samprasiddhati. For one is not disturbed even in midst of great difficulty, because he thinks he is a spirit soul. And spirit soul does not die, does not wither, does not burn, it stays forever. And it is Satchidananda, blissful. He thinks he is blissful under every circumstances, under all the circumstances. A spiritual personality always thinks, not thinks, he remains on bliss platform, spiritual platform, blissful platform, stay high forever, and he doesn't have to come down. It increases, bliss increases. Only material success, a big failure, only. But if you have spiritual and material, sonam and sohaga, sonam and sohaga. You can have your cake and eat it also. You have best of the both worlds. You have best of the material world and spiritual life, chanting Hare Krishna, best of the spiritual world. So you have best of the both worlds. This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Never complete. The more you have, the more you need. Always more to achieve. Hankering and lamentation. Hankering and lamentation. When you get there, this is not it. When you get there, this is not it. When you get there, this is not it. Unfulfilled desires, unwanted desires, unlimited desires. Desires, curb it down. Go for less. Go for less. But we want to go for more and more and more and more. Running like a madman, chicken without head. Have more and more. Brings anxiety to protect one's wealth, fame, beauty, etc. Somebody will run away with it. Tax people, government, children, relatives, hospitals, doctors, they'll run away with my wealth, my fame. I should be adoration, distinction, honor, fame, beauty, stretching the skin. Old age will come. And wrinkles will come. But they are attached to their beauty, so, you know, beauty. They are after beauty. You can't be successful. Material world is, no matter how much you try, it will be failure. Death will come and take away everything. Billions, zillions of dollars, wives, houses, assets, gold, everything is gone. Snap of a finger. What is a success? Temporary. One must lose it, unfortunately, as sure as death. So death is going to come and we're going to lose everything, everything. And the children, who knows what they're going to do, what they're going to do with it. Your hard-earned money, probably drink, eat, drink and be merry. And who has seen the next life? Because they got ready-made cake, all they have to do is enjoy. You took the trouble. You took. But they have everything on their fingertips, so they will never have spiritual alternative. Because you already give them golden spoon. They don't have to work hard. They have all time for sense gratification. Right from the beginning. If they have to work for their education, bucks, this, that, then they will have less time for sense gratification. Partying and this and that. But we will give them. And then they can go help for it. Comfortable life, rich man, rich man's of the community, this desires increasing, comfortable life, rich man. He became rich man, then oh, I should be richest man in the community. Increase this desires, goes on and on, richest man, of the city, and then richest man of the country, and then richest man of the world, and then richest man of the history, and the person becomes history himself. He becomes history himself. What is the point? Jajavana Nirajiv, the deer is looking for water and dies at the end. So the person becomes history himself. No material success can take us beyond the reach of misery. No material success can take us beyond the reach of misery. No satisfaction. We are satisfied only by pure love. You cannot get satisfied by Janmaiswarya Sutta Sribi. You cannot get you satisfied, totally satisfied by material success. You will never able to. Why? Because you are spirit. Simple. I am spirit. Because I am spirit, I have to have a spiritual things, life, spiritual, everything spiritual. Then I will be satisfied, and then my bliss will increase every day, and I'll become totally success. Real success, pure love of God, free from anxiety and fear. Krishna will take care of me. We endeavor, God helps those who help themselves. We should endeavor. But it is Krishna who gives us success. So free from anxiety and fear, it is Krishna who will give me success. I should endeavor, but it is Krishna. And if he doesn't want to, I'm a spirit soul, I'm part and parcel of him, I'm trying to serve him, and in that service, you will derive unlimited bliss. Permanent, no loss or diminution. Love of God, love of Krishna. Krishna loves you, you love Krishna, and Krishna loves you back, and you love Krishna, and like that, love increases, bliss increases. Neha vikrama nasosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpam api asya dharmasya trayato mahato bhaya. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. In this endeavor there is no loss or diminution. In this endeavor. And a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Then why not do it? Why not do it? Who wants total bliss? Who wants love of Krishna? Who wants? You don't want? You don't want? You don't want? Mataji? You don't want? Then the way is 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra a day. Why? The answer is if you want, then 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a day. You have to pay the price. Nothing is for nothing. You have to pay the price. Everybody wants everything mafat, mufta. Mufta. Mufta me mil jai, sel me mil jai. It is already on sale. Harinam, no big tapasya, no big going to Himalayas. Be sthane sthita, stay, do your work. Be in your family, be in your home, be in your whatever. Sthane sthita, and 16 rounds. That's it. Add 16 rounds. 2 hours for me, 22 hours for. So this is the success. This is the real success, pure love of God. Prahlad Maharaj got it. Completely satisfied. Yen atma suprasiddhati savai punso paro dharmo yado bhakti radokshaje ahetukiya pratiyata ye atma samprasiddhati. Atma can become totally satisfied and totally blissful if he can engage himself in pure, transcendental, loving, devotional service to Krishna, which begins from mouth and tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. 16 mala a day. How many?
16.
Who will do? Wonderful. Who will do? Very good, very good. Raise your hand. Good. You getting there? Maya? You don't want to have bliss? She wants to be trapped in material world. Okay, what can be done? That's okay. We can have some choices here.
16th,
You want total bliss or partial? Why, I will have only this much. Why not go for it? Anandam buddhi, vardhanam pratipadam, purnam mrita svadhanam, sarvatma snapanam, param vijayate. You become victorious, param vijayate, by chanting 16 rounds. Of course, Lord Chaitanya says, kirtaniya sada hari, 24 hours a day, day in and day out. But Srila Prabhupada is most merciful. Okay, do 16, 2 hours a day. Good enough. And if something is lacking, then I will stand in the back door of Vaikuntha and make you have illegal entry. Jai and Vijay will stop you. But then Prabhupada says, I'll stand in the back door and illegal entry. But you have to do 16. On the stone, carving, Prabhupada carved on the stone. Achieve the real treasure of life, which is Krishna praying. As Dhruva Maharaj prayed, this is a sloka. Oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penance and austerity. 25 years study, then working hard 12 hours a day. Austerity, penance and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great demigods, saintly persons and kings to attain. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore, I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you. I am satisfied. E atma sam prasiddhati. Chanting 16 rounds, you will develop your consciousness where you will have total satisfaction and total bliss. Total bliss. Perfect package. How to achieve pure love of God? Return on investment of life. 65 years. We are going to work hard. 65 years. How we are going to work? He has analyzed from Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is analyzing half the life in sleeping and like that. So he is analyzing. Sleep. How many hours? How many years of your life if you have 100? 65 years if you have. Then 22 years goes into sleeping. And then daily routine, brushing and evacuating and eating, 2.5 years goes into daily routine. Meals, 5.5 years goes into eating. Every day we eat, it takes half an hour morning, half an hour evening, and half hour lunch. 1.5 hours a day, isn't it? Maybe 1 hour a day, but it goes. Commuting, 2 hours in New York area, everybody commuting 2 hours a day. Here maybe, this is a small Colorado, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. Work, 16 years in work. My God, thanks God, I quit as soon as I could. Miscellaneous, 2.5 years with our wife and husband and going to picnic. Is it? Personal discussion, 11 years, 65 years finished. And that is success. 65 years of success. Sleeping and brushing, eating, working, driving, cruising around. This is success. Secret of success. Now he's giving you advice. Commitment. 16 rounds a day. How many rounds?
16.
How many?
16.
Endeavoring with full determination. Antascha dradavrata. Yantastascha dradavrata. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate. Endeavoring with full determination, I will make back to home, back to Godhead in this very life. In this life, not next life. Iharyasya harirdasya karmana manasagira nikhilas vivastasu jivan mukta sauchyate. In this life, we will be back to home, back to Godhead. Not after death. We will have spiritual bliss in this life. Now, Dhradavrata, akamah sarvakamuva moksha karma udaradihi tivrena bhakti yogena jajata purusham param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. Whatever you want, material or spiritual or both, worship Krishna. And how to worship Krishna? Simplest and sublime, topmost. No tap, Himalaya, no renunciation, tyag, wife, money, no place of pilgrimages, no studying all scriptures, immense scriptures, no tap, no dan, no pratyahar, no prayachit, no gymnastic. Very difficult, only simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Secret of success, more diptychs. In our old time there was road diptychs. Nowadays it's GPS. Left, right, left, right. But diptychs, secret of success. Urgency, yes, we half are gone. Our half is gone. And if not half is gone, then in the old age, you will be drained anyway. So you are at half. So urgency, pursuit, endeavor, confidence, and with intensity. Srila Prabhupada's first meeting with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What did he say? This is Prabhupada, and his son, Vrindavan, and his Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Priority. So he said, Vyavasatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahu shakhanantascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, resolute in determination, purpose. 16 rounds a day, my resolution today. 16 rounds a day, my resolution today. And that will give you total success. The life's mission statement is, I want to reawaken my pure love for Krishna. That's our life's mission statement. Ekeha kurunandana. Blinders, horse have blinders. One direction, Krishna, 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 hey, and nothing else. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Ekeha kurunandana. And they are resolute in determination. Krishna, focus. They are focus, not up focus. Purify, ABC. A, B, C, purify. A means association of Sanatana Prabhu. Regularly associating with devotee. Everybody should take a vow today that at every once a week you must call him. Other than gathering, you should call him, connect yourself, remain connected. This is called Sadhu Sangha. And bother him, call him, he is also Sadhu, and so many, I don't know, Chaitanya Dev, you can contact him also, he is Sadhu. Books, study scripture, especially Gita and Bhagavad, chanting 16 rounds a day, even the dog can part in it, Prabhupada says. Even the dog, even the child can take part in it. Chanting, 16 rounds. Deity worship and diet, four regular principles. Practice together with the family and purify and strengthen the basis of relationship. Very important relationship with devotees. Thank you very much. Any question at all? That means everybody agree to what I said. If you agree, then you would have some question. Agreements, 16 rounds will bring you to success. Means, reawake Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sabhi Karunai, Sravanadi Suddha Chitte, Kare Udai. Love of Krishna, and you chant and hear Sravanadi Sutta Chitta.
Prabhuji, sometimes it feels like if we take to the process of Krishna consciousness, then there is a fear that we might lose something. We might, for a neophyte devotee who is trying to grow, there is a subtle fear in the heart that maybe I will lose some kind of happiness that I am deriving now with my current situation. So, how do we
do it? Well, I said that we can have both, best of the both worlds. You remain where you are and practice spiritual life. And slowly and gradually you transit from negative region to positive region. Slowly and gradually. Just try yourself. And if you are becoming blissful, then try a little more. And if you become more blissful, then try a little more. And if you don't, then take a U-turn and go back to square one. And then Puna Mushika Bhava. Become mouse again, it's called. There is a story, but I don't have time for this story. But yes, by practicing, you will become blissful. And that's why no devotee has taken U-turn now. Anybody, you know, devotees, they anandamudhi vartanam, their happiness increases. So don't fear, just try for 1 year. Yourself 16 rounds, and if you don't feel like after 1 year, see, you have to like child is disease and doesn't want to take injection and scalding, but just forcefully, you just poke it, disease is gone. So like that, 1 year, you try chanting 16 rounds, 1 year. And if you don't become blissful ever, increasing your bliss, then nothing is lost, you're losing. You're wasting 2 hours a day anyway. TV and games and unlimited way of wasting time. So, no fear. Fear means ignorance is fear. If you go, you are ignorant of something. That makes you fearful. But this path is in knowledge, light. There is no fear. So, go for it. We are not saying you leave your job and kutum, and your wife and children and become sannyasi. No, we are saying balance the life. Chanting 16 rounds, that's where it begins. And most of the wives here and visiting guests from India, they have nothing to do. But if I ask them to chant 16 rounds, Suthenge, Dekhenge, Kabhi Kabhi, Jabhi Jabhi, Hoga, बूढ़े होंगे तब नहीं आखिरी जब मेरा मृत्यु आखिरी देन आल चैन देन आल प्रैक्ट ना ना अर्जेंसी ना ना तो थैंक यू वेरी मच
हरे कृष्ण